drafted him.
Oh, there's been a lot of people involved in drafting. Did you have to get it ready? Get back to
well, because we were at a meeting with John Valentine last year, and he promised us that we would have input on the bill.
You will.
We will.
Yeah.
He said we would have input on the bill before it was
get
drafted.
And I'll be glad to sit down with you. You got to get the bill. Tell me what you don't like. I think it's a good fair balance. But tell me where you're
what are you
wrong.
Accomplishing with it?
Well, get it and read it.
No, I'm asking you,
well,
what are you trying to
Treats,
accomplish?
Get it and read it. I'm trying to find a balance. I think it was way over here. I think Lee went over there. I think we need a balance.
So what does it do with the federal forfeiture process?
Get it and read it.
I've had a friend read it before you published it. It was Hilliard's bill.
That's correct, it was.
And what it did was it circumvented the Utah state courts and went to the federal level again.
Get it, read it, and I'll sit down with you. But I'm not going to do it in the hall here. Get it, read it, I'm glad to sit down with you.
Well, it's pretty obvious you had planned on a fight with this. I mean, you can hear it in the tone of your voice, the whole thing. Chris, that's fine. You go ahead and do whatever you want to do. It's pretty obvious that you are. It really didn't matter what the hell we had to say anyway, because you can hear the tone in your voice. So go ahead, go back in your chambers and play your game.
Thank you.
You're dismissed.
Okay.
You're dismissed.